From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House advisors once again are saying North Korea will face destruction unless it ends its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley told CNN she's considering moving on from diplomatic efforts and turning the matter of North Korea over to U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster still seems to favor sanctions as the way to put pressure on Pyongyang.
Well, we may have to take some steps, though, that restrict trade in any way that we can with this regime to choke off the resources that allow this regime to continue to prioritize their military efforts, their missile efforts, their nuclear efforts over the well-being of their own people.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un today has pledged to continue to his weapons program, saying his country is nearing the goal of equilibrium in military force with the United States. Britain has eased its terror threat level from critical to severe after police arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. 21-year-old man was detained late Saturday under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier in the day, an 18-year-old man was arrested. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday rush hour attack, the fifth this year in Britain. Hurricane forecasters keeping their eyes on three storms, including one threatening the Caribbean islands, which were battered by Hurricane Irma just over a week ago. Forecast upgraded Tropical Storm Maria to a hurricane as storm heads now toward the Leeward Islands. Meantime, a tropical storm watch is out for the U.S. eastern coast because of Hurricane Jose. There's a new tropical depression named Lee in the Atlantic. This is VOA News. The militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said in a statement it will be dissolving its administrative body to hold general elections. That decision seen as a way to end the political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. We asked Randolph-Macon College Middle East scholar Michael Fischbach if this is significant.
Very significant. And if it actually happens, it would be extremely significant. Ever since the Palestinian elections for the parliament or the legislative council in 2006, Hamas and the ruling Fatah Party, which has dominated Palestinian politics and certainly both the Palestine Liberation Organization and now the Palestinian Authority, that conflict has crippled the Palestinian body politic and has certainly made peace negotiations and a number of other things very, very complicated.
The news of the decision from Hamas comes after both Hamas and Fatah participated in recent separate talks with Egyptian intelligence officials in Cairo. Meantime, Gaza facing mounting humanitarian crisis, including a severe electricity shortage. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran will not be subject to bullying by the U.S. over the 2015 nuclear deal it signed with a number of powers, including the U.S. President Trump has been a frequent critic of that agreement. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering closing its embassy in Cuba following a number of health attacks on American diplomats there. At least 21 Americans have suffered what the State Department calls incidents that have led to a variety of symptoms, including hearing loss, concussions, headaches, ear ringing, and even problems with concentration and common word recall. Some Canadian diplomats and their families as well have been affected. The governor of the U.S. state of Missouri warns the administration will deal harshly with those responsible for violent protest in the city of St. Louis over the death of an African-American man at the hands of a white police officer who was acquitted of murder in the case. A number of people have been arrested, and the police chief in St. Louis, Lawrence O'Toole, says his police force will be diligent in responding to the violence.
We will continue to ensure our citizens' First Amendment rights are protected. However, we will not tolerate violence against citizens, police officers, or damage to property.
A small band of protesters began breaking windows and throwing objects at police over the weekend. More demonstrations expected later this week. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, my. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let's have a good time as I'm going to take you around Africa on disc today. Starting off today from Nigeria with Adamu Hassan Nagudu featuring Maja Baba in Karatun Soul. Oh, this is a beautiful song by the Hausa people. And right after that, Tabana by Mana Mahmoud Saad of Egypt and Ayelevi by De La Hayes of Ghana. But right now, Karatun Soul by Adamu Hassan Nagudu featuring Maja Baba of Nigeria.
Haske a ido na nagani, iwa yung bakin
Higher Levy by De La Hayes of Ghana, and right before that, Tabana by Mana Mahmoud Saad of Egypt, and Karatum So by Adamu Hassan Nagudu of Nigeria. All coming to you today from the Voice of America's African Beat. And relax, more music is going to come for you on this great show. I'll be right back. I am David Van.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around, lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on the Voice of America.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. Right now, let's get back to some music. Glory to Glory by Jennifer from Sierra Leone. This is from my album Wonder God. And right after that, But Alicia by Dr. Josie Chameleon of Uganda, and Maman Degbe by Espoir of Cote d'Ivoire. But right now, let's move from glory to glory. I don't want to be stagnant in one position because I want to move. The sound of Jennifer from Sierra Leone.
From glory to glory.
I am not satisfied. Tuja wote wawili tulipanga. Shida ni nini hatuja kusana. Hainga kuwa hivyo unapenda upendi. Mpenzi tuwachane na hivyo hivyo. We got a lot of issues to say to. I'm with a friend and say to. Love me, baby. I will love you back. Scratch my back. I will scratch your back.
Mamon Degbe by Espoir of Cote d'Ivoire, right before that, Badalisha by the great Dr. Josie Chameleon of Uganda, and Glory to Glory by the rising gospel star from Sierra Leone, Jennifer. Nice music coming to you on the African Beat today, and I'm David Vandy, right here broadcasting from Washington, D.C. I'll be back with more music.
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You're listening to the African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Vandy. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone. Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beat. African Beat.
You love the African Beat, we love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Music now from Tanzania, and this is Jambo Jambo by Steve. And right after that, Pili Pili of Kenya comes in with Tupendane, and Nunteze Abantu by Kamishi of Rwanda. But let's enjoy Jambo Jambo right now, the sound of Steve from Tanzania.
Jambo Jambo Mama, habari gani nzuri sana, ukini achantaumia, mwenzio nshakuzimia. Nasema jambo jambo mama, habari gani nzuri sana, ukini achantaumia, mwenzio nishakuzimia. Uzuri wako umenifanya niwe nawe kabisa, tabia ndiyo imenivuta niwe karibu moyoni, niwe na furaha baby, na furaha baby. Hakuna atanitenganisha, nitenganisha niwe nawe mbali ma, ni Mungu peke anaweza, anapenda sote tuwe na furaha baby. Kuna mchana, kuna nja, nipo wipi mini, kweli najivunia. Karibu ndani yangu washeta, ndani giza nene atoshima. Sikia hizi hisia, karibu ndani naumia. Jambo jambo mama, habari gani nzuri sana, ukini achantaumia, mwezio nshakuzimia. Nasema jambo jambo mama, habari gani nzuri sana, kini achantaumia, mwezio nshakuzimia.
Without you, without you, nothing I can be. Without you, without you, no survive in me. Without you, without you, nothing I can be. Without you, without you, no survive in me.
nini mapromota mbona watu gonge wanasiasa mbona watu choche polisi mbona watu honge mdudu upo mbona tuhanyane makabila mbona chupiane tuwe pamoja tusitengane tupendane mako yangu jaro yangu mesta wangu hadwe zangu misa yangu inchi yangu bado na wasi tupendane
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to The Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
Jesus. Muteze Abantu, Kamichi of Rwanda. Thank you so much, Kamichi. You are such a wonderful guy. And right before that, Tupendane by Pili Pili of Kenya and Steve of Tanzania in Jambo Jambo. The African beat on the Voice of America, David Vande, broadcasting right from the heart of Washington, D.C. More music. And I want you to put on your dancing shoes because it's going to be dancing galore.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Melombe Joni, beautiful African music by Jelly Sayong of Conakry, Guinea, and E Malawe by Abush Zaleke of Ethiopia. This is the African Beat, Melombe Joni by Jelly Sayong of the Republic of Guinea.
African beats.
Malawi by Abush Zaleke of Ethiopia and Milombi Joni by Jelly Sayong of Conakry. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. This is what I'll take to say bye-bye. Enjoy.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.